KOJV 90.1, The Eagle. Good day. Welcome on and all to Environmental Voices. I'm Marie Rock, and joining me in the studio today is Shirley Nordstrom. How are you doing today, Shirley?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing pretty well. What are we going to talk about?
Well, I thought we'd talk about owls.
Owls?
A couple of different things made me think about owls for this show.
Who?
One is that they are, the great grays are out there doing their mating calls right now.
Really?
They're getting ready to nest and lay their eggs. They do that a little bit earlier than other birds. So they're out there. I have a nesting pair of great grays that somewhere in the swamp back behind my house. So every year I hear them about this time of the year.
Hmm.
And they're back there. And that great gray owl, he just does that low hoo, hoo, hoo. He just keeps doing that. You know, that's a great gray. Most familiar with that owl? She's laughing at me here.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking if they're doing the mating calls, this guy right here.
Ooh.
Anyway.
And then, you know, the other one that I hear quite often is called the barred owl.
The what?
The barred owl.
Okay.
And like the markings on their wings are little bars, like little barred. I think that's why he got his name, the barred owl.
Cool.
And, you know, he sounds like, in English, if you're an English-speaking person, he sounds like, who cooks for you? But if you think about it in Ojibwe, we call all gukuku'u. He could sound like that, too. Cool. Who gukuku'u. You know, that sound. Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh?
Awesome.
Multilingual birds.
Multilingual, surely.
So, you know, a couple things, that and the fact that I was with a friend out in the woods. And it was this big patch of open ground and all snowy and pretty. Right in the middle of it was this big imprint of this bird. And she didn't recognize it as an imprint of a bird, but she's like, what happened over there? And I said, that's an owl. He caught a mouse there. So he was flying along and heard the mouse under the snow, dove down, and left his imprint in the snow. Had we have walked over there, you probably could have seen the outline of the wings. I've seen that before. It just makes, you know, because they hit with such force, oof, they hit the snow and leaves a nice imprint of their wings and the catch of that mouse or vole or whatever kind of dinner he happened to have that day. The other thing that made me think about it was a conversation I saw on Facebook where folks were talking about, a lot of people think the owl is, or their teachings or protocol is that the owl is a messenger of something maybe not so good. Other people don't have those teachings, that the owl is just a messenger, not just only of bad things, but just a messenger. And so one person who happens to be an elder here on Leech Lake said, well, here's what I was taught. He said, you know, the eagle watches over us during the daytime, and he doesn't fly at night, so Creator gave us owl to watch over us at nighttime. So the combination of these three things said, hey, let's talk about owls today. They're a very unique and different bird. One thing about them, being a raptor, their flight is silent.
Wow.
Very silent. You don't hear them at all. You can be standing there and one can be swooping down and you don't hear it till they go, you know, they go by you. You realize something went by you and you went, what?
Wow.
Is that? And the reason that their flight is silent is that their wings structure, is their feather structure is a little bit different. Most birds, if you've ever looked at an eagle feather or a bird feather, the wing feather is really stiff. Mm-hmm. And as the air goes over, it creates turbulence, which creates sound. But on an owl feather, if you take a close look at it with the naked eye, it looks just like a sort of fringy on the end.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at it under with a microscope or with a magnifying glass, you'll see that the edge has a little, it's serrated, kind of like tiny little comb. And that open air space creates that ability for them to be completely silent.
Wow.
As they fly. So their feather structure is different than other birds.
You're like a combination of Marlon Perkins, Grizzly Adams. Who else can we come up? Bill Nye, the science guy. And Dr. Doolittle. There you go. And she totally knows all about this stuff. I'm just impressed.
Well, I took ornithology in college. My mom loved birds.
Wow.
I was always watching the birds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to have your elective, so I thought it was pretty interesting. So a lot of these things I learned in ornithology at Bemidji State University with Evan Hazard, who's really a bird nut.
Hmm.
really gets into his birds, and I wrote a few papers for him about owls. Cool. Thought they were an interesting bird, so I studied them a little bit to write my papers. The other thing that's unique about an owl is that his eyes are facing forward, like ours.
Mm-hmm.
Other birds, their eyes are on the sides of their head so they can see predators coming at them. But the owl needs to be able to judge distance very well. And the eye placement in the front of the head like that allows them to see distance. That's why we can judge distance pretty well.
Cool.
Because of our eye placement. Their eyes are also very large, which lets in more light because they're out in the darkness. So that's unique. Another thing that's interesting about them is that their ears are actually in the front of their head. And they're kind of offset. One's a bit above the other. And this helps them zoom in on sound. Because they're sitting in a tree waiting for something to move. And the combination of their ear placement being able to zoom in closely on where their prey is at. And their eyes being able to see a little bit more light at dark. And being a good judge of distance make them tremendous hunters. They can be sitting there and there's a mouse moving under the snow. And
they'll hear it?
Yep, they hear it and they just zoom right in on them and they have dinner.
It's just not safe to be a mouse anywhere, is it?
It's not.
I always thought those funny tufts that they had, those were their ears. But,
well. No, that's the great gray, not the great gray, the great horned owl has those tufts. Okay. Others have more of a rounded head. Most of the others have a rounded head.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. And I guess now I know.
That's not his ears.
That's not... Well, according to the casino machine I saw him on, it was. Oh. But anyway.
We got to talk to those people.
Yes.
Give me misinformation about owls. Let's send the owl police over there.
There you go. You have an owl permit for that.
Anyway. So another thing that's kind of cool about them, and this is going to gross you out, is that when they eat everything. So when they eat the mouse, they chomp him all down, tail, feet, bones, fur, the whole thing. But they can't digest that.
Mm-hmm.
So they after they eat, about an hour after they eat, they kind of cough up a pellet. And it is just a pellet, kind of capsule shaped. And if you happen to be walking along under a tree and you see one of those, if you take it apart, you can tell what they've been eating.
Really?
Pick it apart, yeah, and look and you'll see the head and the jaw. And if you had mammalogy at BSU with Evan Hazard, you'd be able to look at the jaw and the teeth and tell what kind of little critter that they were eating.
Wow. I'm so kind of like binge and purge, huh?
Yep, a little bit. They got to get rid of that because they can't digest all the bones and fur and stuff like that. So
I don't want to come back as an owl. I don't like purging.
You don't want to come back as a mouse either because you'll end up as a pellet.
This is true. Anyway.
So there's about 7 types of owls here in Minnesota.
Really?
Some of them I have never seen because they're more down south. We actually do have that little burrowing owl in Minnesota, the one that like lives in old badger holes and stuff like that.
Oh.
I saw one of those once, but it wasn't in Minnesota. I was out in Denver, Colorado for a conference, and I saw those little owls popping up out of the ground, and that looked kind of crazy to me.
That's cool.
So those are down south. The barn owl is down south.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that little perfectly heart-shaped white face, mm-hmm. and they tend to live in barns, obviously getting their name from that. We have screech owls, and my dad always told a story about he was walking along by Red Lake there and heard this sound that he'd never heard before, and it scared the dickens out of him, and he was quite a ways from home, and they lived way back in the woods, and he ran the rest of the way. Says he almost killed himself running, and when he was talking about the sound, he was told that that was a screech owl. So I went to on the internet to see what they sounded like. And I don't know why he got so scared. I think he scared himself because it kind of sounds like a weird horse went, you know, that kind of, oh. It was a weird kind of horsey type of sound. I don't know why he got so scared about that.
You know, when I lived in Forest Lake before, my my stepdad and my brothers heard a screech owl come by the house one time. And they thought it was one of those Bigfoot things.
Oh,
you
yeah?
know. So they organized this party. They were going to go out and take care of this thing that's outside screaming around the house, you know. So they all go outside, and as they're going out the door, my stepdad says, if it turns out to be one of those Bigfoot things, it's every man for himself. So, you know, it's kind of weird that a bunch of guys got scared of a screech owl.
Yeah, I guess if you don't know what something is, that's the thing about fear. Fear is usually based on not understanding or not knowing.
Right.
And so, yeah, I guess I can understand. If you didn't know what was going on, you might be a little bit concerned. Another kind of owl that we have is the hawk owl. And he's about 9 inches high, not a very big owl, but you can notice those guys sitting on telephone poles a lot. They like to sit there. And if you see one, you'll know it, that it's, you'll think, oh, is that a, that's look kind of looks like an owl, but not really. But so if you see that guy and you think, eh, he looks a little like an owl, but maybe not. He is an owl. Okay. And he's called the hawk owl. And then the snowy owl, he's the all white guy. And mm-hmm. we don't see him too often. He likes to stay up in Canada and those areas up there where it's colder. But when they have low mouse population or low rabbit population, they don't have anything to eat up there, they mm-hmm. will come down to Minnesota. I think it was about maybe 15 years ago, there was some kind of crash in their small mammal population, and they really came down in numbers. You could see, like, I see like 10 or 12 a day on my way to work. It was wow. amazing. It was fun.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, with all the snow we got here, you definitely wouldn't be able to see them, especially yeah, this year.
Good camouflage for snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing about these guys is that they're camouflaged really well. The great gray, he's our biggest owl that we have in Minnesota.
How big is he?
He's about, I think, 32 inches tall. He's like, you know, 2.5 feet tall.
Really?
Yeah, it's very, very tall bird. And they can, when they're sitting in a tree, their markings are such that they really blend in with the bark of tree.
They can carry off somebody, couldn't they?
You're scaring someone me. Small. Well, I don't think we gotta worry.
Yeah. I don't think you and I gotta worry, but
maybe your cat or your small dog. My little dog Rory might be a snack if he was around. But yeah, the camouflage is tremendous.
Wow.
And then he's the guy that's out there hooting behind my house right now.
Ah.
And they're getting ready to nest, and you know, after they mate and lay their eggs, takes about a month or so for their eggs to incubate, and then the young will stay in the nest for another couple of months before they fledge. So look at, you know, probably start laying their eggs in March or something like that. Mm-hmm. By April, they're hatching out. And, you know, the female stays on the nest the whole while, and the male brings her food.
Do they mate for life?
I don't really know.
Hmm.
Some animals do, some animals don't, and I'm not sure on the owl if they do or not. But I kind of wonder if they don't, or some of them don't, because of this nesting pair I have behind my house. They're just always there, you know. Hmm. Been there for maybe about 8-9 years now.
Old married couple, huh?
Yep, they're an old married couple. They're still raising young, though, apparently, from the sounds. So they're just a lot of fun. You see them sometimes. Have you ever been driving along the road at night and one will swoop down in front of your headlights?
Yes.
I think they're chasing mice or something.
Oh, really? That scares the bejesus out of me when that happens.
It does everybody. I mean, you're in your car and you duck.
Yeah, it
makes
is.
No sense. It's just a reaction to that happening. You know, if you want to know a little bit more about owls or any bird for that matter, there's this really awesome website. It's www.birds.cornell.edu, like Cornell University.
Okay.
And there's this awesome website. It's got every bird, and you can look at their life history, when they mate, how they fledge, and it has the sounds that they make on there. That's what I really like. I go and listen to the sounds.
Neat.
I was actually writing about vultures last week, and I went to that website because I thought, you know what, I've never heard a vulture. I've seen plenty of them, but I've never heard one, so I wonder what they sound like. So I visited the website, and wow, that's a pretty scary sound. It's like this kind of sound, and that was their call, you know. They use it. It's very frightening.
Looking for a date? Yeah, okay. I can imagine their mating season.
Pretty scary stuff there, but
no kidding.
Interesting stuff. So check that website out. You can really have a lot of fun with it. You can have fun with your kids because they have great pictures on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the sounds, and you can sit there with your little ones and click on the sounds and, you know, teach them about birds.
Cool.
Right on these cold days when there's nothing to do, and sit and play with the kids on the computer and teach them about birds.
You're so awesome. Thanks for coming in, Shirley. We certainly appreciate that bit of knowledge. Anyway, we'll see you back here soon.
I'll come back.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks much.
That's going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.